This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
the day. Take it all in. Well, it's a Wednesday. How do you do? This is the DJB Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. We're all part of the Good Day Experience. Let's have a good day. Let's make up our mind, Victoria.
Good day experience.
Right here.
Really?
And right now, we're going to have a good day. You ready for a good day?
Sure.
I'm ready for a good day. All right. So I'm going through all of the things that are, these are all inaugural items. The Trump Inauguration Committee has a chairman whose name is Barack. I find that interesting. Don't you?
Wow.
His name is Barack. Not Barack Obama, but Tom Barack. But one Barack is the same as another, isn't it? You know, one Barack, you've known them all.
They anyway, say two Baracks says, are better than one, usually.
I've heard that. Thank you. So the chairman of the Inaugural Committee says, there's going to be an atmosphere of soft sensuality at the Capitol for the inauguration next week. The events begin a week from today. Mr. Barack says, quote, what we've done, instead of trying to surround the president with what people consider all A-listers, we're going to surround him with the soft sensuality of the place. Well, let's see. I've done some figuring. You ready for the figures? If you were to attend all the events on the inauguration calendar starting a week from today, the first ball is Wednesday night, the Bluegrass Ball, and you went through the breakfasts, lunches, dinners, cocktail hours, the various receptions that are being held, the balls that are being held. Let's see here. What do we have for...
Sorry, was I the only one who was waiting for Jen to chime in there?
I did not giggle. I'm an adult.
Celebrations. Yes, I know. Okay, you want to know... I want to take a guess at what the... If you were going to go to every single event, what the tab would be? Take a guess. Jennifer.
To pay for all of it or to
every
attend?
Single one?
If you went to every single event and had the best seats in the house, the best experience available in terms of how much money you could spend, how much money could you spend?
You have to be in the millions, right?
Yes, it's over $1 million.
Say $4.5 million.
No, that's not right. Well, suppose
$2 million.
By the time you were done with some of the hotels and the suites, this is like an auction. How did everyone sold, American? So just to buy into the events, for the best seats in the house, somewhere between $1.4 million and $1.5 million. Then there are the hotels, the meals, the attire, all of that sort of thing. So the events are going to be expensive. Most expensive event is the opening day celebration, first day of the presidency on Saturday, and the hosts are the two Trump sons. That'll cost you a cool million to get into that. The cheapest thing, the cheapest event, is the Iowa State first day celebration cost you $100?
It sounds about right.
Yeah. So, and I wonder what the traffic's going to be like, too. Just trying to get around there. But there are some very interesting groups. The Native American Natives. Wait a minute. Native American Natives. Good deck. Native American Nations Inaugural Ball, sponsored by the Indians. That's $3,750. And you can be a sponsor if you want. So only the Indians that own the casinos can go to those. Let's see. Who else have we got here? Politico is having an inauguration event. That's where all the spoilers, I think, go. The Creative Gala Coalition is having an event. Interesting what they call these. Here's the one you'd like to go to. Actually, there are two of these Jen Jen. The Heroes Ball, a rock and roll salute to the armed services. $250,000 to get in there.
Oh, yeah, I'd be into that, though.
There's a, let's see, where did we say, didn't we say there was one with the, who was the...
Trace Adkins.
Trace Adkins.
I think that one was only...
I knew he performed.
I think that was a cool $100,000 or $10,000 if you're standing.
Yeah, here it is. The Howard Theater Magnum Entertainment Group presents Trace Adkins. You can stand up for $10,000. You can sit down for $100,000. How's that?
You know where I can laugh to save space.
You know where I can sit down for free? At home.
Yes, you can. Watch everything from home and it costs you nothing. All right, so anyway.
I'm glad you said Trace Adkins. I was worried because I hadn't heard that he was part of the lineup and I was thinking that he should be.
All right, so here's the end story as to the announcer. The Washington Post was happy, and so was all the rest of the news media that wanted to jump. Let's have another black eye for Trump celebration. Charlie Brotman, the 89-year-old announcer for part of the inaugural. That was the fine print. There are two announcers for the inaugural. As you walk from the beginning to the end, there's an announcer at the beginning of the course that follows it about halfway up Pennsylvania Avenue, as far as you can see it, with the various stations where they've got televisions. And then the rest of it up Pennsylvania Avenue into the White House. So Brotman was the announcer for the final end and has been doing it for a long time. He first worked a presidential inauguration in 1951, apparently. No, 49 it would have been, because Harry Truman was there. That was his first go at this. And then he was again involved in the 50s. Well, he's been involved pretty much for every president since then, since Harry Truman.
That's a lot of really a great American history to be.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the stories he's got to tell.
Yeah,
oh,
that's incredible.
Great stories. So he's been hired by NBC and being paid. He was, I believe this is the ceremony, but I don't know that for a fact. I don't know whether he was paid or not before, but it's an honor, and you get a lot of visibility for it, so he probably not, you know, it doesn't bother one way or another. He's a longtime voice of Washington, and so he's going to be on the NBC coverage of the inauguration, and they'll pay him, I'm sure, whatever the fee is for, you got a flat fee, probably, for that sort of a job, he's probably going to get $30,000.
But what was he upset that he got booted from, though?
He never said he was upset, actually.
Yeah, he did. There was a quote.
Well, does that mean he said it or the Washington Post made it up?
They made up a quote of him saying it? I mean, it was certainly circulated around that he got...
He said...
He was surprised by it, he said.
Well, he was surprised.
Or shocked and disappointed or whatever his words were.
Okay.
Well, that was his quote. I'm just asking, like, was that made up or not?
I don't know how much of it was real, but here's what he said yesterday on WRC-TV when they announced it and had him on to start telling his stories of six decades of calling the parade. He said, I will be the make-believe announcer. I'm looking forward to it. And I will, the guy who's replacing him is Steve Ray. They both were complimenting one another. There's not a controversy here because Charlie knew that sooner or later at 89, somebody was going to pull the plug on him.
Time's up.
So,
right?
Yeah, his time is up for doing this. So to make it a big deal, it's all Trump's fault, seems a little shallow to me, especially when you consider who the other announcer is. Want to take a guess at who the other announcer is? I forgot about this when I was talking about him yesterday on the air. Other announcer.
I already played the guessing game. It's the guy, isn't it? The other guy who replaced him is the Washington Senators announcer or something, right?
No, the guy who with Steve Ray is a voiceover guy and former on-air radio guy in Washington. He's going to do the second part, the announcer for the first part of the event since Jimmy Carter was inaugurated in 1977 is Jim Bohannon. And Bohannon has been doing it for a long time as well. Not a word about him because, Bohannon, he doesn't like controversy. And he doesn't mind having his name mentioned, but it wasn't.
He does the first part, and then
he does the first part,
and then do the second part. Okay,
exactly. And that's what. Apparently, at the beginning, when Charlie Brotman used to do it, he was the voice of the whole thing. And then after a while, there's too much activity, so you split it in half. And but because by the time, if you're talking about what's going on at the beginning of the parade, and the people at the end of it are looking, they can see, because the parade takes about 4 hours. By the time the president gets sworn in at noontime, then he walks or rides or does whatever he's going to do up Pennsylvania Avenue, which has been the tradition, I think, since Jimmy Carter. Didn't the Reagans walked up the street? I think everybody since Jimmy Carter walked up the street has walked up the street. Mm-hmm. Haven't they? I don't think they
have. Yeah, I know. I mean, I remember the visuals of Obama walking up the street with his family.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, that's the story of the inauguration. So, did I answer your question well enough, Victoria? Or do you think there's still more to the story?
I don't care, honestly. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, you
just
see, it isn't.
The guy seemed in the quote where he said he was shocked and he'd already started working on it, on his preparation. So that was the quote that I saw that got circulated around. That's why, I don't think Trump even knows who's announcing.
No, of course he doesn't.
But it's great
for the gangbangers and the news media to blame everything on him because he's a bad guy. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
I felt bad for the old guy. You give him a little notice. Tell him a year. You're not going to do it next year.
I don't feel bad for the guy. He's going to make $30,000 working for NBC for a couple days.
I don't think he cares about making $30,000. I think it sounded like this is his claim to fame, and it was kind of swept out from under him without.
It wasn't handled well.
Right. That's my point. I feel bad for him. That's all.
Right. It was not handled well. But all of the news media will take whatever they can and try, because that's just the sport of denigrating whatever anything is that has to do with Trump. So you see how it works out. And again, I'm not his apologist.
I think to be fair, the news media denigrates whoever is in office, because there's plenty of stuff on the other side that every single thing Obama did, it was a headline. I know you're biased, but it's that being on the left, I saw plenty of stuff. I'm saying I saw plenty of headlines for 8 solid years. Everything was Obama's fault. So now it's Trump's turn. Everything's going to be his fault. It's just whoever's in office. George W. Bush, everything was his fault, too. So that's just the way it is. It's never going to change. That's what news media does, or else they don't have a business.
Well, but is it the news? That's not news. The facts are not necessarily taking a position. The news is, this is the fact, and then the opinions.
But that news doesn't exist anymore.
There are very little of that.
That doesn't mean there isn't news or facts.
There's very little of that left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
say again, Jen.
I said there's very little news without the spin of the reporter left, sadly. Right. The reporters, but then that's why you look and see, and that's why people on the right think that there's so much, because typically, the majority of the media pool is on the left, and so they feel that the coverage is unfair because it's getting a run through. We've played this game before. Who can you think of where we don't really know their political affiliation? And it used to be in journalism, you never knew their political affiliation.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't. You didn't. But now the smart money is on the people who want to count how many plugs Charles Schumer has had. And if you look at his hair, it's a lot different now than it was before. And there's a bet, there's a pool. How many plugs did Schumer have put in his hair transplant?
It's like the jar of jelly beans. How many jelly beans are in there?
Yeah, right. 20 minutes past the hour with DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and egg on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies... Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Dave can tell it's David Bowie. That's for the first time, though, in this tune. Lazarus. The vinyl sales of records in England have gone through the roof thanks to David Bowie. You know what? You taught me something yesterday. How many years have I been... Let's see. I started talking about David Bowie in the 70s when I was a jock. And it wasn't until yesterday when Jennifer said, just remember Bo, as in bow tie.
Right.
That I will never
again. You mean you've
again.
Been calling him Bowie since the 70s?
I've been calling him Bowie. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad I can help you, Doug. That's nice.
You're welcome. All right, anyway, so David Bowie and Adele have done great things for the music. They've, between the two of them, the highest number of actual records since 1991. In the UK, the two of them sold 3.2 million records. 53% increase from the year before. Now, I mean...
Which is huge.
Yeah, when you look at how many downloads.
Vinyl's having a moment right now, so
yeah.
I don't know how long it will last, but it's picked up in the U.S. a lot, too, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, you can go to some of the audio stores, like go to the Guitar Center or even Best Buy, and you can buy a record player.
Right.
And play the oldies and the newies. So, thank you.
My brother plays all my dad's old records from the Stones and and Led Zeppelin and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, it's
cool.
Yeah,
it's great stuff. I've got all the albums from the Electric Light Orchestra. I got the Moody Blues. And I got it. But I have an original radio guy. I've got an original old Victrola that was updated with state-of-the-art technology, but it looks like a moldy oldie to play stuff on. I haven't played anything on it.
You mean with, like, the big horn on the top of it? Yeah.
It's not that old, no.
Oh, I don't know that, but that's what I think of when I think of a Victrola. Yeah. You've got to crank it.
Right, exactly. RCA Victor records with the dog sitting next to the earpiece of the old Victrola. That was the insignia for it. And yeah, you're right. But your father and I are too young to remember those days.
Yeah.
Our fathers might have remembered them. Anyway, so thank you to David Bowie, his Black Star, and Adele's 25 Let's see, Black Star was released right after he died, I think.
Yeah, last I think year. Just days after he died.
Yeah, right. Outside of the wax world, Adele has the highest-selling album with 25. Drake's One Dance was the best-selling single. And music consumption was up overall 1.5%. 123 million albums were consumed, but 45 billion audio streams downloaded last year. Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right? For what some people, if you listen to some of the naysayers, the radio naysayers, well, nobody's listening anymore. I think that there are a lot of people listening. But there's Pandora that also has, what's the other service beside Pandora? Spotify?
Spotify, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then
all
Tidal
right.
And Apple Music. And
Apple Music, that's right,
yep.
Too. All right, here's an announcement for those of you who are into the musical guests on the Saturday Night Live program. Full fresh faces for them this month. The first two shows feature guests and hosts who are first-timers. Let's see here. A rapper, Big Sean, whose Decided album is due out on February 3rd. He'll be on stage the same night as comedian Aziz Ansari, will host the January 21st episode of SNL. Ansari's show, Master of None, is set to return for season 2 on Netflix. Let's see here. And then there's Rogue One, Star Wars, the star of that, Felicity Jones, who gets killed in the end, will host the January 14th show with guest Sturgill Simpson, who's A Sailor's Guide to Life, is nominated for Album of the Year by the
Grammys. He's the guy that... Yeah, he's the guy that no one knows who he is, and he's nominated for Album of the Year against Beyonce and everybody else.
That. Yeah,
and then
who
I
the
think
heck is this guy?
No one knows who he is. I mean,
which is why my ears crazy when I heard his name, but I still was like, huh?
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Success breeds envy. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more successful you become, the more envy you will draw from others. People will be jealous of what you have and of what you've accomplished. And when people are struggling in envy, they tend to lash out. So be mindful that the more successful you become, the more others will try to tear you down. My advice to you is to reframe how you see the hatred and envy coming your way. For example, you might just look at envy as a compliment. It's a marker in the path to success that everyone encounters. And it's not good or bad or right or wrong, it's just a natural part of the evolution of success. The more successful you are, the more others will want what you have. And if they can't get what you have, they'll try to tear you down to what they have. But as my good friend, the NFL legend, Ray Lewis says, just keep going on. To hear more from Ray and me, listen to our podcast, Tackling Life.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Select Corlux styles are up to 15% off. It's the ultimate waterproof wood look flooring. Get wide plank distressed hardwood from just $179 a square foot and gunstock wood look tile for 99 cents. More deals from 59 cents and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the January Flooring Sale today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com. cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here to stretch out your body and your mind. Doing it together is a good idea. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen at the controls. Biff and Biff will have the sports news in a moment. First, though, from the What the F department, the study out today on school and the students who are populating our schools. Half, listen to this, half of the young people in our country have so many emotional problems they can't focus at school. 48% of youngsters say in a nationwide poll they are experiencing problems during their school years that prevents them from concentrating on their work. Of these, 46% did not talk to anyone about their problems, mainly because they didn't want other people to know that they're struggling. More than half did not think that asking for help would solve the problem. This is a report from the Youth Index, which gauges how students feel about a number of things, from their life at home, to their health, to their mental health, to how they do in school. And this suggests that since the poll has been first commissioned in the 1960s, our mental stability among teenagers is at its lowest level. So, not about blame. How do we fix this? take away the devices for part of the day. That would stabilize some people, I think. I think that the devices do a great deal. Maybe that's some old codger or Captain Curmudgeon speaking. But it seems to me that there's way too much focus on what's going on everywhere. When I was a kid, we focused on what our own business was and what was going on in our own lives and weren't so concerned about what everybody else was doing or thinking. Now, it's all about what everybody else is doing and thinking, or what they say about you on their Twitter feed. So that's my read on it. Ladies?
Yeah. I mean, Jen's mom was a teacher for so long, so I'm sure you have more insight into this. I don't really know any kids, so I don't know what their struggles are, and I don't really know what the problems would be. I would agree probably with Doug that I'm sure having all the distractions of various devices is probably not helping. Other than that, I don't know.
So what was it like when you were a student, Victoria? How do you, if you were to go back to your days in high school, did you focus well? Did you experience any problems? I mean, the other side of this is it's hormonal city.
Right.
Once you get to be 13, 14,
right.
You are a freshman
junior
in high school.
It's a nightmare. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's always tough.
I think that's part of whatever. Maybe it just wasn't. I wouldn't have probably, if I had taken part in a survey like this, I probably wouldn't have told the truth about how I actually felt when I was a teenager, because how I felt as a teenager wasn't too good.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who's a teenager that really feels good all the time.
There's so much angst, and there's so many different ways. I mean, to your point about social media, I think it skews our outlook of the world a little bit. It used to be that you just had to worry about the people sitting around you in your
family.
Classroom. Now, it's the whole school. It's the whole town. It's the whole world on social media. And I think that's also opening up. It also gives a sense of a larger megaphone for bullies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a sense of anonymity when people can use social media, and that all comes into play. There's like this safety net that you can just say whatever you want because it's just social media. And I don't know if people realize that other people are still consuming it. There's still an ear that whatever you're saying, whether it's in person or on social media, you still hear it.
I think that's a way of looking at it. You're the youngest here, Kara, and you're the closest to the group, the age group being defined and described, so what do you remember about your experience?
Yeah, I mean, this is curious to me, because I feel like I was a pretty good student, but I feel like my biggest issue was with paying attention was because the classes were so long and kind of boring.
What does that mean, long?
Well,
50 minutes?
My classes were an hour and a half.
Whoa!
And we had four classes a day. And I know that's not the same everywhere, but I remember when I got to college, it was amazing because the classes were 50 minutes long and they flew by. But I think that an hour and a half is a long period of time to focus on one specific subject, especially when you have a teacher who, you know, some teachers are amazing and they're so interactive and they're able to really get kids involved and interested. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of teachers get, you know, frustrated with, you know, having to follow the same curriculum. And so they don't really put as much effort into making it interesting, or maybe the subject matter is just not that interesting. I don't know. But I think it's so hard for kids to concentrate for that long, especially if you're a kid who, is more into, you know, physical movement and stuff like that. And, and so I think all those kids get placed in the bubble of like, oh, well, they have ADHD and so they can't pay attention and they need to take medication. I think if stuff was just made easier for them to, you know, if they didn't have to sit in a chair and not move and not make any noise for an hour and a half, it would be easier to pay attention. So I don't know. That was my biggest issue. I didn't think, I mean, yeah, there was angst, and yeah, you're worried about, you know, boys and what, you know, other people are saying, but I don't remember that being the biggest issue.
I think, I mean, you look at it, we've all kind of developed this sense of ADD, right, and no one can focus, and I think parents are under so much pressure now to constantly stimulate their kids. And I think they use it as a tool to keep them behaving, so you know, it's TV, it's activities, and I don't know that kids even know how to sit quietly all that much anymore.
My daughter was telling me last night at dinner when they were in England over Christmas, she was staying with some friends and they had a television on, and Miles didn't know what it was. He didn't understand what was coming out, what that all
what
was.
That thing?
Yeah, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, okay, I think that it's worth a moment or two of our time to understand again, to underscore. You're not going to change the world, but I think that all these things are reflective, and parents who just give in to their children because other people have got these devices, or they worry, wow, I want my children to be safe, you make them more frightened by giving them that information. That's and you're right, everybody's got ADD. I will tell you, I've never sat still well, as you all know.
Can imagine.
the classes were okay. I agree with Kara. As long as they had good practice. When I was a teacher, I made sure that there was something that was going on all the time so the kids would be involved for the most part. It's like yesterday I was looking into taking yoga. And my big objection to taking yoga is that most of the classes are an hour and a half. I'm not going to go to something. If I can find something that's 45 minutes, I'm there. But I do not want to go no matter what
it is. An hour and a half, that seems long for a yoga class.
That
is crazy. But the hour, you know?
The hour and a half in Boston that I was going to and looking at all of the... And then I'm looking at a couple of places here, and the classes are an hour and 35 minutes long.
But don't forget, at the end of yoga class, they let you sit there on the floor for a while. Yeah. I mean, that has to factor into it.
Really? All right, Biff and Biff are here with today's sports news, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. There are two new people apparently debuting. Is it out right now, or this is just, I thought it came out in February for some reason or other, to get us through the winter. What's the story, Victoria?
I do think I think it just was debuted, so it might be on stands or hitting newsstands very soon.
Well, it'd be the February edition. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now that usually hits, like, the month before. Right. It's Allie, is it Reisman or Raisman? I never remember.
I think it's
Reisman. R-A-I-S-M-A-N, maybe Raisman.
You think Jen, it's Reisman?
I think, but I'm not 100% sure. We should ask our Olympic expert, Kara Schillen.
I know, right? Kara Schillen is our Olympic expert.
I also think it's Reisman. So let's just, you know, if we think
we'll
of it, let's just go with it.
Okay.
All right.
So Allie Reisman and Simone Biles are the two new Olympians who are in the swimsuit issue. And the subject of body image is something that's been very close to both of them. They both have said in different points of their lives and careers, they were each told that their bodies weren't right for gymnastics and that their fat percentage was off. And, you know, I mean, there's so many restrictions with gymnastics and lots of...
No matter, to go back to what we were just talking about, that poll about kids, that's one of the things... That also is part of it. I didn't mention kids and their feeling about their bodies and how they look.
Oh, yeah.
Body image brought about by this
starting
kind of
younger
stuff.
And younger. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Allie Reisman said, there was a time when both of us were told that our body fat percentage was off and I was a lot more self-conscious about it when I was younger, and it's something we both worked hard on, so it didn't hold us back. And so now they're expressing that and sharing that message with younger girls in the swimsuit edition, which is nice because, you know, it's nice to see girls with muscle tone and who aren't just stick figures with fake boobs.
Right. Yeah. No, girls
sure,
with
guys,
muscle, I think.
That's not why guys like Sports Illustrated swimsuit, but...
No. Yeah, well, it reminds me, I mean, Serena Williams has gotten a lot of criticism from a lot of people over the past few years because she's so muscular and people say she doesn't look like a woman, she looks like a man. And it's so crazy to me that you have these people who are amazing athletes, I mean, literally the best at what they do. And of course they're going to be muscular and they're in amazing shape and people are giving them crap for that.
I
of course, while they sit on their sofa and type, you
exactly.
know, on their...
They, right, yeah, they just couldn't hold a candle to these women. Right. I think women with muscle are very sexy. If you don't look like a man. The women who are on steroids look like men and they're not attractive, but the women who have developed their own musculature, I think, are very sexy.
I mean, how on earth could you judge someone for being in that kind of shape? I mean,
you can judge anybody for anything. You got to look at yourself if you're that judgmental, though. However, hello, ding, ding, ding. Okay, Jennifer, the gymnastics team, USA Gymnastics, has something in common with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
They've both been charged with sexual abuse. How about that?
This is a story you don't expect. You might expect it from maybe Bill O'Reilly or from the media, but not from USA Gymnastics. 18 women signed into a civil lawsuit that names USA Gymnastics, which is a very high-profile gymnastics club, and Michigan State University, claiming the defendants failed to protect them from sexual abuse by Dr. Larry Nassar. It's not the first time that this has happened either. It's the third civil suit claiming sexual abuse against him, who worked for USA Gymnastics. He was there for 29 years, including four Olympic runs. He left USA Gymnastics last year pretty quietly, saying that he was retiring. Right. USA Gymnastics said, however, oh no, he didn't just leave. we fired him. Yeah, and we reported him to the FBI after learning of athletes' concerns. So,
Right.
Yeah.
So, kiss him goodbye.
What a creep. Right?
Right, exactly. They get what they deserve, those guys. 15 before the hour in a moment is Blad Vad. Wait a minute, doing that again. How about Bad Vlad?
Him too.
Is Vlad really that bad? We'll find out in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year you'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Is the best place to have your breakfast, breaking the fast, as it were. How about a warm croissant at Burger King? Get 2 croissants, which the breakfast sandwiches they're so well known for $4. That's at Burger King, the croissant sandwich. So is Bad Vlad really that bad? Last week there was a report that both Obama and Trump got the investigation of unverified reports. The Russians have been cultivating a sort of a bag job on Trump, all these bad things that they say they knew about him. Trump says the reports are fake news and a witch hunt. So, apparently, Vlad Vad says that we didn't do this.
Yeah.
He's denied
the allegation.
He loves
to say that. Not his favorite thing, yeah. What? I don't know.
We don't know.
The thing that I heard is that the media actually knew about it during the summer, and I feel like if they knew about it and if it were true, wouldn't they have used it against him at that point?
Yeah. Well, somebody published the stuff, even though, you know, I mean, you're always going to get somebody to publish that stuff
right,
one way or another. This is a lot of the stuff. Remember yesterday we were talking, or the day before, about all the information that the senators passed back and forth in the showers of the Capitol gym? Apparently,
Yes. This
was the same sort of thing. The information came from the showers, as it
and
were.
And you mean information that they're passing, right?
Yeah, I do mean okay. That. Thank you, Jennifer, for clarifying.
Sure.
Yes, helping me along there. It's 10 before the hour with DJB.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We have 53 after the hour. That means it's Tech Talk time in this hour of the program. We have some information on what you're going to see on Facebook videos pretty soon. There's a new poll out regarding Donald Trump's Twitter account. And this father-daughter text that has gone viral is kind of cute. So we'll get to that info in a moment. Info is not information. This is information. You know, the people who don't like to use R's. Like those of us in Massachusetts. Yad. Right?
Pack. Yes.
All right. Let me get to all this stuff in just a moment here. Stand by.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink. Lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Drink responsibly.
All right, let's get out of here. 55 past the hour. Victoria, will you prepare us as to what we are about to see on Facebook videos, please?
Yes. Well, this is not good news for people who like to watch videos on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has been the last holdout of not allowing ads to be embedded into Facebook videos, and now he is changing that. So be prepared. Once you're more than 4 or 5 seconds into a video, you're going to see a mid-roll ad. Mid-roll meaning in the middle of your video, it stops.
So
you have to sit through.
Can you click it off?
No.
Like you can with a lot of ads?
Nope. You have to sit through it. Yep. And this is a... I mean, YouTube already does this, but apparently a lot of people weren't giving their content over to Facebook because they can't make money. So this is a way now that Facebook and people who create videos can make money, and they're doing a 55% split. So it's good for those people, but not great for people who sit and watch and have to sit through commercials now.
All right. New poll out today. Two-thirds of Americans agree that Trump ought to get rid of his Twitter account. 64% of American voters say they think Trump ought to close his personal account when he takes office. 32% said they ought to keep it. 80% of Democrats said he should dump it. 65% of independents said he ought to dump it. 49% of Republicans said he ought to dump it. And at the age, interesting, too. Majority of young voters... I said he ought to get rid of his account, which surprises me. Does that surprise you?
No, because younger, they're probably more liberal, and they're the ones watching all the antics. Yeah,
yeah, they're probably also the ones who are more likely to be on Twitter and more likely to actually
see
it.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Father-daughter text. This weatherman, Jennifer, did you see this?
I don't know.
This is a story about the chief meteorologist at WXIA in Atlanta. He got a text message from his daughter in which the teenager challenged her father's forecast because an app said there was no snow on the way.
I love that story.
Yeah. The weather app says it's not going to snow, Dad. In response, he wrote, "Thank you. Maybe your weather app will pay for your college." He then tweeted a screenshot of the father-daughter text exchange. And, of course, that went viral. Then he was talking with us about... talking to his bosses about it.
Well, he went on the air because it went viral, and he was talking to the audience about it. Yeah. And, of course, everyone wanted to know, well, what did your daughter think of this?
Yeah,
what's up? She thought it was funny. And, you know, he said, this is a typical exchange between us. So it's, but it turns out the app was not right, and Chris Holcomb, the weatherman, was not right either. So it was somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. So his daughter was totally wrong.
Is it Shkreli? How does this guy pronounce his name?
It's Shkreli.
Shkreli. Got his Twitter account suspended after charges of harassment. Doesn't this guy ever get it?
Oh, my God, he's such a creep.
What a creep this guy is. Oh, my God. Yeah, and he doesn't even, I think he's so out of touch with reality, he doesn't even get it. Right? Or maybe.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.